Lesson 2. Listen to this dialogue.
I know he doesn't have much experience, but he has everything else. He's more energetic, he's more intelligent, he's more talented.
And he's more nervous. Linda, I think we're taking a chance on this guy.
I disagree. Oh, Stephen, just look at that face. He's more photogenic than any of the other actors.
All right.
You heard some longer adjectives this time. Listen and repeat these adjectives of 2, 3, and 4 syllables. Notice where the stress is.
Nervous. More nervous. More nervous than.
Talented. More talented. More talented than.
Intelligent. More intelligent. More intelligent than.
Energetic. More energetic. More energetic than.
Photogenic. More photogenic. More photogenic than.
Now let's compare these two actors, Jeff and Sam. First, we'll use adjectives that form their comparatives with more. Adjectives like talented and photogenic, which you saw in this lesson, and some that you know from before. I say, Sam is talented, but Jeff is very talented. And you say,
Jeff is more talented than Sam.
All right, let's begin. Sam is talented, but Jeff is very talented.
Jeff is more talented than Sam.
Sam is photogenic, but Jeff is very photogenic.
Jeff is more photogenic than Sam.
Sam is energetic, but Jeff is more energetic.
Jeff is more energetic than Sam.
Sam is ambitious, but Jeff is more ambitious.
Jeff is more ambitious than Sam.
Sam is qualified, but Jeff is more qualified.
Jeff is more qualified than Sam.
Do you remember the words ambitious and qualified? I'm going to spell them for you. If you need to, look them up in your study guide. Ambitious. A-M-B-I-T-I-O-U-S. Qualified. Q-U-A-L-I-F-I-E-D. Now listen to this dialogue.
How would you compare New York with Stamford?
Well, New York is more interesting, but it's also more expensive, more crowded. When you're trying to sleep, you find out it's much noisier. Stamford is more beautiful than New York, and the people are much friendlier.
I'm going to say an adjective like interesting. And you say,
New York is more interesting than Stanford.
Ready? Let's begin. Interesting.
New York is more interesting than Stanford.
Crowded.
New York is more crowded than Stanford.
Expensive.
New York is more expensive than Stanford.
Noisy.
New York is noisier than Stanford.
Now listen to this dialogue between Jeff and Amy.
You know, Amy, I can't decide if I like New York better than Stanford.
Well, the streets in Stanford are more beautiful.
That's true.
The houses in Stanford are prettier, too.
But New York is more exciting. And life is busier in New York, so there's more work for an actor.
But Stanford is more romantic than New York.
And New York is more important than Stanford.
I think you like New York better than Stanford.
And you like Stanford better than New York.
Now listen to the dialogue again and repeat what you hear.
You know, Amy, I can't decide if I like New York better than Stanford.
Well, the streets in Stanford are more beautiful.
That's true.
The houses in Stanford are prettier, too.
But New York is more exciting. And life is busier in New York, so there's more work for an actor.
But Stanford is more romantic than New York.
And New York is more important than Stanford.
I think you like New York better than Stanford.
And you like Stanford better than New York.
Jeff likes New York better than Stanford. Amy likes Stanford better than New York. Now you take Amy's part in a dialogue. Jeff is going to say something good about New York using an adjective. You use the comparative of that adjective to talk about Stanford. Make Stanford seem better than New York. For example, you hear, New York is beautiful, and you say,
Stanford is more beautiful than New York.
Okay, ready? Let's begin.
New York is beautiful.
Stanford is more beautiful than New York.
New York is exciting.
Stanford is more exciting than New York.
New York is romantic.
Stanford is more romantic than New York.
New York is pretty.
Stanford is prettier than New York.
New York is important.
Stanford is more important than New York.
Now listen to this dialogue between Linda and Stephen. They're talking about Jeff.
I know he doesn't have much experience, but he has everything else. He's much handsomer. He's much more ambitious. He's much more qualified for the part.
I don't know, Linda. He doesn't have much experience. He's not much better than the other actors. And I don't think he's much more qualified for the part.
I disagree with you, Stephen.
When Linda and Stephen disagree, they say,
I disagree with you.
Now repeat.
I disagree with you. I disagree.
I don't agree. I don't agree with you. I don't think so.
When Linda and Stephen agree, they say these things. Listen and repeat.
I agree. I agree with you.
I think so. I think so too.
Now let's play a game. This time, you play the part of Linda. Remember, Linda likes Jeff. She also likes the city where she lives, Stamford. You will hear statements about Jeff and about Stamford. If they are kind statements, that is, if they say good things about Jeff or about Stamford, you agree with them. For example, you hear,
Jeff is a much better actor than Sam.
And you say,
I agree with you. I think so too.
Or,
New York is much more beautiful than Stamford.
And you say,
I disagree. I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
Okay, let's begin.
Jeff is a much better actor than Sam.
I agree with you. I think so too.
New York is much more beautiful than Stamford.
I disagree. I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
Stamford is more interesting than New York.
I agree with you. I think so too.
Sam is more qualified for the role than Jeff.
I disagree. I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
Jeff is much more intelligent than Sam.
I agree with you. I think so too.
The people in New York are friendlier than the people in Stamford.
I disagree. I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
Jeff is much handsomer than Sam.
I agree with you. I think so too.
Now, to end this lesson, let's review some adjectives that you used in the last two lessons. We're going to start with some adjectives of one syllable that form their comparatives with ER. Listen and repeat.
Tall. Taller. Short. Shorter. Fat. Fatter. Thin. Thinner. Old. Older. Young. Younger. Big. Bigger. Small. Smaller.
Now repeat these sentences.
He's taller than Mike.
I'm shorter than Jeff.
She's fatter than her mother.
Mary Beth is thinner than I am.
You're older than Jeff.
He's younger than his brother.
New York is bigger than Stamford.
Stamford is smaller than Los Angeles.
Now do the same with these adjectives of two syllables that form their comparatives with ER. Listen and repeat.
Pretty. Prettier. Noisy. Noisier. Busy. Busier. Handsome. Handsomer.
And now repeat these sentences.
She's prettier than her sister.
New York is noisier than Stamford.
My city is busier than your city.
Jeff is handsomer than his brother.
And finally, practice some adjectives of two, three, or four syllables that form their comparatives with more.
Nervous. More nervous. Crowded. More crowded. Beautiful. More beautiful. Ambitious. More ambitious. Expensive. More expensive. Photogenic. More photogenic.
And now these sentences.
Jeff is more nervous than Stephen.
New York is more crowded than Stamford.
Mary Beth is more beautiful than her sister.
Jeff is more ambitious than the other actors.
New York is more expensive than Stamford.
That actor is more photogenic than I am.
And that is the end of Lesson 2.